In what's either a case of fortuitous or terrible timing, Irish playwright Eva Gore Booth was the centre of attention at a series of events in UCC this week. So as the Abbey Theatre hunkered down against the flak, following its announcement of an almost all-male list of playwrights for its 1916 season, the Cork event celebrated an often overlooked woman playwright, with a programme including a reading of The Death of Fionnuala, a play written by Gore Booth from the heart of the Rising. Cathy Lee of UCD spoke to Rachel Andrews about Gore Booth, a poet, writer and labour activist whose death in 1926 was marked by obituaries in both the New York Times and the Times of London.
O wandering water, fallen from thy rest, among the hills and many secret streams, what dream dost thou bear away to the west, where the Atlantic waits for all our dreams? Thy creeping footsteps fill the night with sound and silence, gliding through the windless tent, still as deep waters that flow underground, dark with the vision of a fierce event.
In that play, she used, as many writers, almost all writers, in fact, of that period who were writing for the theatre, they went back to the Celtic myths, with which people were familiar, audiences were familiar, and they wrote new versions of them. As the critic Richard Cave says, if you were faithful to the original material, your version of mythic stories tended to be very popular and to be recognised widely. If you departed from the original stories, then people got upset about that because these myths were being used as a way of defining Irish identity as against English identity as part of the nationalist struggle. And Eva was very much rewriting these myths in a completely feminist kind of way. So she was placing the women characters at the centre of the stories. I would argue, at any rate, that there are definite signs of a much more disturbing and unsettling symbolist tendency in her plays, which links her with very interesting developments in theatre in Europe at the beginning of the 20th century, at the end of the 19th, beginning of the 20th century. So she was really testing the limits of theatrical representation in a very fascinating way in her plays.
Is there then none of you will tell me the words of her whose swift end has broken my heart? Unfaithful and untrue, are you all slaves? Have I not then one friend?
She flung her arms out to the blue and cried, is this the triumph of Maeve? And shrieked and fell and lay so still, none knew when she died. O Queen, this is a grievous tale to tell.
Yea, and a grievous triumph.
It's absolutely exhilarating for me to have experienced the reading that took place yesterday night in Cork City Jail. To hear the text of the play being spoken by really very able actors, some professional actors, some student actors, with a beautiful musical accompaniment. And in that space as well, which is a very atmospheric space, it was very exciting to hear that. And to see the kind of dramatic skill that Gore Booth exercised in structuring the play and in structuring the language, which is very much a kind of Yeatsian symbolist use of language, which is incantation, repetition, huge musicality, which meant that the harp music that was playing during the performance added a really wonderful other dimension to the narrative of the play. Both sisters, Constance and Eva, are both problematic figures in terms of what Irish women were supposed to be doing in that period. They were supposed to be supporting men to fight the revolution, and neither sister was content with that role. And so therefore, to some extent, that explains, I think, why they have been written out of the history of the period, both politically and in a literary way in the case of Eva.
And 2016, I suppose, gives us the opportunity to revisit writers such as Eva Gore Booth. But yeah. I'm wondering with the, particularly the discussion about the Abbeys programme for 2016, yeah. where that leaves women writers, it doesn't feel like a very equal space.
Absolutely, that's very true. And being here on this particular weekend when this news about the Abbey programme for 1916 has just been announced, Really, one feels that there's been a huge opportunity missed here in the choices made for that programming, and that should this event have happened earlier and Abbey programmers, whoever they may be aware of it, that they might have reached some kind of consciousness of how exciting it would have been, or it would still be perhaps, to look at the work of Eva Gore Booth in relation to that celebration next year. After all, the National Theatre, as symbolic of the theatre of the nation, has a hugely important part to play in terms of what that consciousness is of a tradition. And there is a tradition of Irish women writers, and we need to celebrate it more.
She forsook the kind hearth of the world and the sweetness of things that are, to build up the pride of her soul on some lonely and perilous star.
She is hidden away from the twilight. Her secret is known to none. She has broken her faith with the wind and the sea. She is false to the sun.
Kathy Leaney was talking there to Rachel Andrews about writer Eva Gore Booth, and you heard a recording of the rehearsed reading of the playwright's The Death of Fionnuala.